Ayin Tes Amud Aleph on the bottom. We're starting in the Parak Eilu Nedarim. The last Mishnah in the previous Parak on Amarasa talked about Hafaras Nedarim of the husband or the father. It said Hafaras Nedarim Kol Yom. We had a Machlokas, which is the Mishnah and the Brayse over there. What's the duration? How long do you have to Mefer Neder? Is it only until dark, which is what the Mishnah says, or is it Meis Eis? Is it a 24-hour period of time? That was a halacha about Hafaras Nedarim. So this Mishnah, this parak continues halachas of hafaras nedarim, that the annulment that a husband can annul his wife's nedarim. So here the Mishnah talks about what type of neder can he annul. So elu nedarim shehu mefer. These are the nedarim that he is able to mefer. And the Ran says shehu mefer, the pronoun he can annul is shabal mefer, that the husband can annul his wife's nedarim. V'chein ha'av mefer the biton. Also the father can be mefer the daughter. So even though the Mishnah seems to be talking more directly about a husband and wife, the Ran says it also applies to a father and a daughter. This is a machlokas rishonim, but the Ran holds that this is talking about both types of relationships. So the dvarim sheyesh ben inay nefesh. The Mishnah says things that have inay nefesh. If a person will make a neder to a wife will make a neder to afflict herself, then the husband can make for that type of neder. It's really a pasuk in the Chumash in the beginning of Parshas Matos. In the Perek Lam and Pasuk Yadalit, it says kol neder kol shvuas isar la'anos nefesh. If a woman will make a neder or a shvua to make a prohibition, la'anos nefesh, to make her cause pain or affliction to her soul, to herself, then her husband can be making the nether, or her husband can be made for the nether. So it's a pasuk. So we'll see, there's more to it. The Gemara is not just, the mission is not just saying over a pasuk. Ram Sheish Bim Inu Nefesh, Imerchatz Imlo Erchatz, Imerskashet Imlo Eskashet. The Mishnah says something very ambiguous. If I will wash, if I will not wash, if I will adorn myself, or I will put on makeup, or if I will not put on makeup, it seems like a half a sentence. And neder is always when you make something usser, and here it's saying some kind of condition. If I wash, if I don't wash, if I put on makeup, or if I don't. So let's just see the Ran in this part. So yesh b'min nefesh, the Ran says b'farish b'gemara du hadin mefer nami devarim shabeinu leveinu. The Gemara is going to explain that really it's not only inay nefesh he is able to mefer a nedarim where she's afflicting herself, but also nedarim where she's not afflicting herself, but things that impact him and her. Between the two of them, he's also able to mefer that. Al denakat hani, but the Mishnah, the Tanakhama of the Mishnah says this example of inay nefesh lefi shehu mefer osam lagamri, because there's a difference. When it comes to inay nefesh, the nedarim where she's afflicting herself, he can annul them completely. Bein la'atzmo, bein la'chem, whether they're impacting him or whether they're going to impact other people. If she gets divorced or widowed, and the neder will continue if she remarries someone else. So if it's devarim shabeinu leveinu, if it's inay nefesh, he's made for the gamri, whether it's for him or whether it's relevant for other people in the future. As opposed to devarim shabeinu leveinu, he can only be made for himself. It's a nether which impacts the two of them. So if it's something which is not impacting the two of them, and once they're divorced, then his hafara will not account for that point after the divorce, for only for atzma. So the Ran says right away that even though the pasuk says ilanos nafesh, that's not the only only type of nether that he can be made for. He can also be made for dorn shabbin alvina, but there are differences, and the Gemara is going to talk about that on a base. Now the Mishnah said im erchatz im lo erchatz, if I will wash, if I won't wash. But Gemara mefarish hechi kamer, the Gemara is going to explain what is she saying, because what did she say? It's not very clear. This is just a half of a sentence with a tanai. Im eskashet im lo eskashet, what is meant by kishut? So kishut hapanim is referring to makeup on the face, which is different types of eyeshadow or different things they would put on for makeup on their face. This is the type of thing which the Rabbanon say he can be made for because she's afflicting herself by not putting on makeup. But if it would be kishud of the lower part of the body, even the Rabban would agree to Rabbi Yossi, that's not called inay nefesh. If she's restricting herself from that, that's just devarim shabeinu leveinu. That's referring to if she would have do some kind of adornment on her private part, which affects Tashri Shamita and makes Tashri Shamita easier, or affects it in a way, that's Devarim Shabbeinu Levina. That's not considered, you know, nefesh. It's not afflicting herself whether she does or does not do that type of removing the hairs in that place. But that would be Devarim Shabbeinu Levina. That's the other category. So, because that affects him, obviously, him having tashmish with her. So that is, in that case, even the Rabbanan would agree to Rav Yossi that that's not called Inu Nefesh, that's Devarim Shabbeinu Levina. V'achinami muchach b'gemara. And it's also Muchach in the Gemara on Daf Pei. The next Daf, to Bekisha Panim Amrinan, that the Gemara is clear that we're talking about makeup on the face, not Kishur of Osa Makam Shalamata. The Kamar, the Kavase, the Katani, Shlaris Kasha Benef, Lichlechu. The Gemara says, in the discussion there, we'll see it later, that if a woman would say lois kasha beneft, neft, which is a type of chemical that's dirty, lichlachu, that would be something which is filthy and dirty. So that's clearly talking about kishut of the face, which would be lichlachu, would be filthy, would be unattractive. It's not talking about kishut shalamata. So you see that the Mishnah is talking about kishut hapanim. The Amar Nami man shamas le dekachol pikus tovar shabeno levena habi Rabbi Yossi. The Gemara says on Pei Aleph, which is also two daf from now, who is the one who says that the makeup is Devarim Shabbeinu Levena? It's Rabbi Yossi. Klomer Adilu Rabbanon Nidre Ine Nefesh Havu. V'hainu Masnisen. The Rabbi Yossi holds it's Devarim Shabbeinu Levena, but implication meaning that the Rabbanon would hold that the makeup is not Devarim Shabbeinu Levena. That is neither Ine Nefesh, that the Rabbanon hold that's considered afflicting herself. And that's what our Mishnah says. And the Kisha Shel Imiskash is Kisha Panim, the makeup on the face. Kisha Shel Matam, Dvarim Shabbeinu Levena Havi. However, like the man mentioned before, the Kisha on the lower part of the body is Dvarim Shabbeinu Levena. V'achi Isa Behedya Pirecha Madir, Kavanios Shalonas and Kitzel. Also, in Hamadir, in the Ksubis, where the Mishnah talks about Nidarm that the wife made, so it talks about the dharma of food and peros, and it says it talks about kishut, and also it's clear from the Gemara that it's talking about kishut of the panim. So moving on in the Mishnah, the Tanakhama said that the dharma he's made for are dharma sheish from inay nefesh affliction. Amar Rav Yossi ein elu nidre inay nefesh. Rav Yossi says these are not inay nefesh. These are the following are going to be in Dharm, which are considered affliction of the soul. Amra konam peros ha'olam alai hareze yachal lahafer. If a person, a woman, would say that konam, that the fruit of the world are on me, then he's able to be mefer. So the Ran says, Amr Rav Yossi, ein elu nidre inay nefesh, mefarish b'gemara. The Gemara is going to explain. Again, it's going to take a while till we get to that Pei Beis. The Gemara will flesh out the whole Mishnah. To Rav Yossi, nidre inay nefesh, hu de lahavion. According to Rav Yossi, the neder of imerechatz, in lo'erechatz, imeskash, imeskash, is not inay nefesh, elad avadvarim shabbeinu levena havion, but they are going to be devarim shabbeinu levena. So he could still be made for them, but not with the parameters and the rules of nidre inay nefesh, but rather with the rules of nidvarim shabbeinu levena. Ve'elohe nidre inay nefesh, what maskan de milsa de Rav Yossi? This is, Rav Yossi is still talking, the Ran says, what is a neder inay nefesh? He says, a konam, that the world, the fruits of the world are also on her. That's inay nefesh. She's not restricted. She can't eat any fruit and from any place in the world. So the Mishnah says he's able to be mefer. Continuing on the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi says a couple variations. What if she says peros medina zu alai? The peros, not of the entire world, are asar on me, but that the peros of this country, particular country, should be asar on me. Yavilah medina acharis. Then he cannot be made for those nedarim because she's not completely restricted. He can just bring her peros from a different country. Similarly, peros chenvani ze alai. She says that the pears of this storekeeper are asar on me. He can't be made for because she can just go shopping to a different store. In such a case, that's not called a type of inay nefesh, which Rabbi Yossi will allow for the husband to be made for. But if the only parnasa was from this particular storekeeper, meaning if they always bought from this storekeeper, and then she's restricting her from the pears of that storekeeper, then he is able to be made for because she doesn't have the option of going to other storekeepers. This is the words of Rabbi Yossi. Says the Ran, Yavila Medina Acheres, if she said pears Medina Zu alai, then It says in the Mishnah the husband should just go to a different medina. The kaman de meteres lachol miperes medina acheres ein zeinu nefesh. Since she is permitted to eat the meperes of a different medina, not just she can't eat from this medina, that's not called inay nefesh. The Mishnah said in the case of chenveni, if she said chenveni zeh, also he cannot be mefer because she can just go to another chenveni, another storekeeper. But if it's lo haisa parnasasa alim imenu, if the only way that they got their food was from this chenveni, then it is inay nefesh and he is able to be mefer. Chenveni zeh makifo, lo yimtza acher sheyeh makifo. That we're talking about. Ran says, this storekeeper, why would they only go to this storekeeper? Because this storekeeper sells to them on credit, and they don't have to pay right away, and they can pay them back, and that's how they have their working business relationship. He's not going to find someone else who will have that trust and that system of giving credit. Sometimes the husband won't have money available. And it'll turn out she is being afflicted. She can't eat. She can't get the peres. Therefore, he can be mefer when she makes the peres of chenveni zeh. That's the only chenveni that gives them credit. The Ran says that logically it makes sense that according to Rabbi Yossi, if she would make a neder from peres medina shehi daraba, from the peres in medina where she's actually living, then he could be mefer. The logara medina saw mechenveni Hamakifa, because her own medina is no different, no worse than Chenveni Hamakifa. That's the only Chenveni that she relies on. So if she makes a neder from the Paris of the medina where she's living, the country where she's living, then also that's where she relies on the Paris, and that's why he would be able to mefer. V'chikitani yavila medina acheres, shlo nadu miperes medina sa. When the Mishnah says that he can't be mefer and rather he has to go to medina acheres, that's not when she made a neder against the Paris of her own medina. That's where she said the lashon of the Mishnah was. She said, Peres Medina Zu alai, the Peres of this Medina. So the Ran is saying that Peres Medina Zu is not referring to the Medina where she lives. She lives, let's say, in this country, but she's making an Eder that some other faraway country, she's going to make us or the Peres of that faraway country on her. So on that, the Mishnah said that he, Yavila Medina Acheres, he can't be made for that Eder. Rather, he should go to a different Medina because she's anyway importing from another country. So he should be bringing from a different Medina. She's not restricted. It's not called Inay Nefesh. She still has the Peres of this Medina. However, if she would say, the Ran says, Peres Medina Shi Daraba, not Medina Zu, a different Medina, but she would talk about Medina where she is living and she would restrict herself from the Peres of that Medina, then that would be Inay Nefesh according to Rabbi Yossi, and he would be able to be made for. Divrei Rabbi Yossi, the Mishnah ended off and saying these are the words of Rabbi Yossi. The Gemara Mefayish Lomeli Kevan de Reish Milse Tana Amar Rabbi Yossi. The Gemara is going to ask, this is redundant in the beginning of his statement, the top line of the page here. Amar Rabbi Yossi Ein Elu Nidrei Nefesh. Rabbi Yossi said these are not Nidrei Inay Nefesh. So clearly Rabbi Yossi is talking Elu Hei Nidrei Inay Nefesh. So why does it have to say Divrei Rabbi Yossi? That is a question which again will be addressed only later. So the Gemara starts on discussing the Tanakhama. So the Tanakhama said that Eilin Nedarim Shahu Mefer, Devarim Sheish Behem Inay Nefesh. Which are the type of Nedarim that he can be Mefer, that a husband can be Mefer, his wife's Nedarim? Nedarim Sheish Behem Inay Nefesh. So the Gemara is Medayik, Nidre Inay Nefesh, with the Mefer. Is it Nidre Inay Nefesh that he's able to be annul? Sheim Behem Inay Nefesh, Eino Mefer. But if it doesn't have affliction, is he not able to be Mefer? The Hatanya, the Gemara asked it, Bryce says, Ben Ishli Ishto, Ben Av Levito. The last pasuk in the beginning of Parshas Matos, which is talking about Nedarim, it says, Eile Achukim, Shatsiv Hashem as Moshe, Ben Ish Leishto, Ben Av Levito, Ben Rebbe Saviyah. These are the Chukim that are relating to the Nedarim between a man and his wife, and a father and his daughter. The Melamed, Shahabal, Mefer, Nedarim, Shabeino, Leveina. So Ben Ish Leishto, we learn from that word, Ben, that the husband is able to make for Nedarim between him and her. So it doesn't have to be Nedarim, which she's afflicting herself, but if it's a Nedar that afflicts him and her, something that affects the two of them, it can be made for that as well. So why does the Mishnah say Elu Nedarim Shel Mefer? These are the Nedarim, which makes it seem like these are the exclusive Nedarim that he's able to be made for. It's not true. There are other Nedarim that he can be made for as well. So the Gemara says, you're right, Amri Halein V'Halein Mefer. Indeed, he can be made for these and these. He can be made for both Nedarim Avinei Nefesh and Nedarim Avinei Levinah. What's the difference? The Mishnah is singling out nidre inoy nefesh in a certain way. The Mishnah is saying elin adarim, and it's saying there's something unique about nidre inoy nefesh. Miu inoy nefesh made for the olam. However, inoy nefesh, those types of adarim, it can be made for it forever. But if it doesn't have inoy nefesh, if it's just a nether which is affecting the two of them, then when she is under him, meaning when she's married to him, then it is a hafara, havi hafara. But when he divorces her, the neder will be chal. So the Gemara is saying the difference is that if it's a neder inoy nefesh, then hafara is absolute hafara. When he annuls that neder, it's not a neder. However, if it's a neder between the two of them, then the hafara is contingent on the two of them being married. But if he divorces her, then the neder will actually resurface. There's a girsa here that the next few lines are difficult, so some take out the next few lines. Dvar shabeino levena she'ein behem inoy nefesh, aval yesh behem inoy nefesh, lo chayel ala nidra. If it has inoy nefesh, then the neder is not chal at all. Dvar she'ein behem inoy nefesh, ki megayash lo chayel ala. So it's a repetitive lashon that essentially the Gemara is saying that when it's not inoy nefesh, it's just dvar shabeino levena, when he divorces her, the neder will be chal. Says the Ran, Kimagarish la chayli, when he divorces her, those nedarim will take effect. Mitzara behu, afapisha chazar v'nasa. So he'll be usher in a case, let's say he divorced her, and then he went back and married her again. So if he was made for nedarim shabeno leveina, so the Gemara is saying at this point that it's going to undo the neder while he's married to her. When she gets divorced, the neder will resurface. And then if he would remarry that same woman, then the neder would still be there. He would have to annul the neder again because the neder came off when they got divorced. So the Gemara asks that on this way of explaining, Gemara asks, "V'hatanan, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Omer, Yafer Shami Gashana Tayasura Lo." On this idea, the Gemara just said that if he would divorce her, then the neder would then resurface, and the hafara on a neder beino leveina would not work to undo the neder after they get divorced. The Gemara says it's not so, because we have a Mishnah that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says just the opposite. That the Mishnah says, really we need the Ran to give the introduction here. Hatanan Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Omer Yafe. Masnisni behai pirka. It's a Mishnah later on, this Perka Katani Resha. It said the case of that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri is talking about is the Resha of that Mishnah, Konam Shani Osa al Picha. If a woman would make a particular neder that's affecting the two of them, she says, the konam, that what I produce is going to be usher to your mouth, meaning any food that I make is going to be usher on your mouth. You can't eat it. So, eino tzarech lahafer, he doesn't have to be mefer. It's not just talking about food, but any production that she's doing, that he won't be able to benefit from her ma'aseh daim. So that the Mishnah says in the Tanakhama says he doesn't need to be made for Doha Meshabdalay because she's Meshubatim. Her Ma'aseh Daim, she has to give her Ma'aseh Daim, her production to her husband. The husband is chayav to give her mezonos, he is chayav to give her Ma'aseh Daim. V'amur Rabbanon Shibudei Debal, Shalyafki Anu Konam. The Rabbanon, the Chachamim, say that the husband's right to his wife's Ma'aseh Daim is strong and her Konam cannot take it away. So her Konam cannot undermine her neder, cannot undermine. If she says shani osa, it's going to be osa to you, it doesn't work because he has a right to her ma'aseh daim. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri omer yafer. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said that there is a need for him to be mefer. There's a benefit for him to be mefer, because although right now her neder is not going to work because her ma'aseh daim, or he has a right to her ma'aseh daim, and she can't undermine it with a neder. Yochanan ben Nuri says he should be mefer because shema yigarshana. The lashon of the Mishnah was maybe he's going to divorce her and she'll be usher to him. Says the Ran, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Omer yafer shim lo yafer yachal anadik shigarshana. If he doesn't annul the neder, then the neder will take effect when he'll divorce her. And she'll be usher to go back to him. Maybe he'll benefit from her afterwards. So because if he doesn't say anything about her neder, and she just made a neder, then when he divorces her, then if the neder wasn't touched, the neder will take effect, and her ma'aseh daim will be usher on him. And maybe he'll remarry her, and then should be also to go back to him, maybe he'll benefit from her, and it would prevent him from being able to marry her. And therefore, as an insurance policy, he should be made for, not because he needs to be made for now, but because if he doesn't do hafara, then the neder will remain, and her ma'aseh dayin will be usur after they get divorced, and he won't be able to ever get benefit from her afterwards. Therefore, he should be made for her now. So you see that. Just going back to the Gemara for a second, Alma ki megayish lo made for loss. Rabbi Yochanan Menuri is suggesting, therefore, you should be made for now while he's married to her. That we see that if he would divorce her, or made for lo made kara, and he had, as long as he had done hafara prior when he was married to her, havia hafara, the hafara will work, because that's Rabbi Yochanan Menuri's whole suggestion, that you should be made for now. So once you're made for now, then of course now while he's married to her, he doesn't need the hafara, because her nether doesn't restrict. As long as they're married, doesn't restrict her ma'aseh dayin on him. As long as they're married, but the nether, the hafara will work, so that if they get divorced, her ma'aseh dayin will not be restricted to him, and he'll be able to remarry her. So you see, says the Ran, alma ki meifala meikara. We see clearly from Rabbi Yochanan Ben Uri's statement that if he's made for, he knows her nether originally while he's married to her, afilu basar gerishin lochayon nidra, even after the gerishin, even after divorce, the nether does not take effect, does not resurface. And the point is, in ma'aseh dayin are things that are b'neinu l'b'neinu. It's not something which is inui nefesh. She's not afflicting herself if she says her ma'aseh dayin are asur to her husband. It's dvarim shel b'neinu l'b'neinu. It's something affecting their relationship. So you see that even dvarim shel b'neinu l'b'neinu, hafara will work if you do it now while you're married for after divorce, and the neder will still remain mufar, will still remain annulled. So back to the square one, back to the question, what is the difference then between nidra in a nefesh and dvarim shel b'neinu l'b'neinu? We know that the husband is able to be made for both types of nedarim, and the Mishnah is singling out in a nefesh in some way. So the Gemara answers, Amri. We say, halein halein havyafara. Both these and these he can be made for. He can be made for both nedarim where she's afflicting herself and nedarim which affect their relationship. Ela nidra in a nefesh, what's the difference? Ela nidra in a nefesh made for bein la'atzmo, bein la'cherim. Neither in a nefesh, when he annuls those types of afflictions where she's afflicting herself, that annulment will work both for him and for others. Ein behemino nefesh la'atzma mefer la'cheinim eino mefer. If it doesn't involve affliction, then he's only able to mefer for himself, but not for others. V'achiktani elu nedarim shel mefer bein la'atzma bein la'cheinim. The Mishnah is singling out nidra in nefesh. It's saying these are the types of nedarim that we can be made for both for himself and for others. Nedarim sheish behem inoy nefesh. However, dvarim shebeinu l'beinu is only made for la'atzma, but not for achirim. What it means, says the Ran, is bein la'atzma mehanya hafar delay bein sheiru'ya la'atzma shel mefer. Whether it's something which is appropriate for the mefer himself, for the husband himself, that hafar works. Bein la'achirim afilu garsha. And this is la'acher. So la'acher means, let's say he would divorce her, and then she marries someone else. So if it was in a nefesh, and the husband had been made for it, then it doesn't matter that now she's not married to him, and she's married to someone else, the neder doesn't exist anymore, the neder has been annulled. But if it's not in a nefesh, but rather things that are between him and her, then la'atzma mefer, la'acher in a mefer. So again, there's a limitation. It's a different than the limitation that we had on, like in the first Havamina of the Gemara, but it's somewhat similar, that there's that the hafara is only for himself, but for other people the hafara doesn't work. The kemish nisus la'acher, but la hafara delay v'chayel nidra. Once she gets married to someone else, his hafara becomes bata, and her neder will resurface, and neder will take effect. She is married to someone else. This is what it means to say, what kind of nedarim can be made for both and undo the neder, both when he's married to her and when she's married to someone else? That's the kimetani mefer stama hafar olam mismashma. Since it says mefer in a general sense, the implication is that it's hafara forever, which is the simple way to understand hafara. Hafara is hafara forever. Once a nether is destroyed, it's destroyed forever. That what kind of nether is destroyed forever? That's a nether which is inoy nefesh. But it's a nether of beinu leveina that affects their relationship. Then it only, if he knows that nether, it only will be an annulment for when she's married to him, but not if she's married to someone else. So for example, like the Ran said in the beginning of the Mishnah, that Devarim Kishu Shalmata, which is she's talking, making another regarding removing her hairs, or also makom affecting tashir shamita. So that would be another. If he restricts that nether and he annuls that nether, then the nether doesn't apply as long as she's married to him. But if she would marry someone else, they got divorced, she'd marry someone else, then that nether would apply for the other person. So that is the pshat in the Mishnah. That's how the Gemara is explaining that inay nefesh is different than dvarim shebeino levena. And the next part of the Gemara is really going to continue all the way on to Daf Pei, and the Gemara we'll just start it, but it's a longer sugya. In Erchatz is the example of inay nefesh. The Mishnah gave was im Erchatz, im lo Erchatz, im es kasha, im lo es kasha. Hechi ka'amar, or sometimes they just say hechi ka'amra. What was she saying? Ilema the amra. So before that, just the runs hechi ka'amra. The lashon konam lo shayech im. The language of konam is not shaykh with im. Im is a language of if. It's a condition. Konam is when you're making something else. So what did she say? So it says the Gemara, ilema da amra konam peros olam alai im erchatz. If she said the konam of the world are going to be, I'm making a nether that the fruits of the world are going to be asar on me if I wash. So it's a conditional nether, the peros of the world asar on me if I wash. Lama la hafara. What's the need for hafara? Lo tirchatz v'lo litzar peros olam Allah. That just she shouldn't wash, and the peros of the world will not be asar on her. In other words, if it's a conditional neder, then there's no need right now for him to be mefer right now. Right now, she's not afflicting herself because the affliction won't be until she washes. So lo tirchatz. Let her not wash. As long as she's not washing, the peros of the world are not going to be asar on her. So there's no inu nefesh right now. That sounds like that's the Gemara's question. So let's see the Ran on this question. Let her just not wash, and then the peros of the world are not asar on her. Midalok tani kigon shenader berchitza atzma. From the fact the Ran says, from the fact that the Mishnah didn't say that she made a neder about rechitza itself, about washing itself. She made a neder X, konam peros olam, and it was dependent on why. It was dependent on the rechitza. She didn't make a neder on rechitza atzma. Amla berechitza leka inoy. You see that in regards to rechitza, that's not called affliction. Came with leka inoy, lam la afara. Since there's no inoy, what's the need for afara? Midar minon hai lishna, lam la afara. From the fact the Ran points out, from the fact that the says this language of lama lafar, what's the need for afar? And we say that the Gemara embellishes that just let her not wash, and then the peros of the world will not be asar on her. Mashma the kol emas lo rachza lo mitzriya la peros. Implication is that as long as she hasn't washed, then the peros are not going to be asar on her. I'm not concerned. Maybe she'll wash if she. She can eat pears as much as she wants today. There's obviously no inay nefesh because she is not restricted at all. And we're not concerned that maybe she's going to wash and then trigger a neder. Because the medak, the Ran is bothered, the ha'amar Rav Yehuda on the el perkele mutarim. The Rav Yehuda said, it was machlokas amarayim, but Rav Yehuda said, daf yadal konam einay b'shina hayom imishan lemachar. A similar type of case where she makes a neder restricting herself today, contingent on something else tomorrow. She says, konam, that my eyes cannot benefit from sleep today, so she's restricting herself from sleeping today, if I sleep tomorrow. So the neder today of the Isra on Shena today is contingent on the Shena tomorrow. So it says, in Rav Yehuda said, ayishan ayom, cheshine shama yishan lemachar. She shouldn't sleep today, or that's talking about the case of a man, for let's say also, he shouldn't sleep today because maybe he's going to sleep tomorrow. The b'tanai lo mizdair, because we don't trust him. He's not going to be careful about his tanai. So even though his iser on shena today is only if he sleeps tomorrow, we don't trust that he's going to be able to keep his nether tomorrow. And therefore we say don't sleep today. So hachanami yisam lemeichash tomer rachza v'titzar mehashta v'peiri. So then over here also the man is bothered. We should be concerned. Maybe she's going to do rechitza and then she'll be aser from the peros now. So why is the Gemara saying that as long as she doesn't do rechitza, there's no problem and there's no konam, there's no inay nefesh? We should say anyway that we should be concerned that there is an iser already now, because she shouldn't be washing now, according to Rav Yehuda, and she shouldn't be eating peros now, according to Rita, because maybe she's going to wash later. So there really is a eating nefesh because she shouldn't be eating peros now. Ran says, Lav kushihi, that's not a problem, that's not a kasha. The Yomra behedya korn peros olam alay mehayom, because there's a nuance here, there's a difference. If she would have said, the korn of the peros of the world are asur on me from today, imerchatz, if I wash hachanami, then in hachanami, then the iser would be retroactive to the beginning of one of today, and therefore there would be already an eating nefesh today. Avakeva de tosa nida be'im, but since she didn't say hayom, she didn't say mehayom, she just said peros are going to be aser im erchatz, then kevan tos nidr be'im im b'mashu shetachol nidr ela la'achah shetav ratanah. Then the implication is only that the nether will be take effect after she violates the tanai. So the nether, once she violates the tanai, meaning once she starts washing, then the nether will take effect. So the Gemara is asking that it's not unlike the case of Elam Atarim and Adaf Yudal, where the nether was Mehayom, and then the Isser would start right now. The Isser is only going to start once she washes. So therefore, the Gemara is asking, Lo Tirchatz, Lo Titzran Peros Olam Allah, as long as she has not washed, the Peros of the world are not going to be Usser on her, and she doesn't have any Inu Nefesh now. So what's the problem? The Ode. So that's the first question of the Gemara. The Od, and furthermore, Baha Lema Rabbi Yosi Ein Elu Nidur Ein Nefesh. The Gemara is also bothered. If the case was Konam Peros Olam Alai Im Erchatz, and Rabbi Yosi would be responding Ein Elu Nidur Ein Nefesh, which is what Rabbi Yosi says in the Mishnah, top line of our Mishnah. Dilma Rachatza Veitzeru Peros Olam Allah. Maybe she will wash, and the Peros of the world will be Asar on her. So why does the Rabbi Yosi say these are not Ein Nefesh? There is a real issue of inu nefesh here. Now this is also not clear. The Ran explains the question. Maybe she will wash and the peros will be asar on her. So why does Rabbi Yosi say ein elu nidre inu nefesh? Lav dina de Rabbi Yosi kakasha lei. The Ran says the kasha is not on the halacha that Rabbi Yosi is saying. Dehi nakshi de Rabbi Yosi amai lo yafer. Why are we asking on Rabbi Yosi that? What would we be asking Rabbi Yosi? That why can't he be mefer? Dilma rachatza, maybe she'll wash, and if she washes, it'll be in a nefesh. Therefore, Rabbi Yosi should say that he should be able to mefer. Dilma the ha'ipcha akshina la tanakama lo tirchaz lo letzim peros olam alah. We just asked the opposite on tanakama. We said that let her not wash, and then the peros won't be asar on her. So why would we be asking on Rabbi Yosi that we should assume that she is going to wash, and therefore there is inay nefesh? Elishna kashale. So the Gemara's question is in the language of Rabbi Yosi. The ka'amar ein elu nidre inay nefesh. That Rabbi Yosi says these are not inay nefesh. These are not nedarim of inay nefesh. The mashma the log palagamay the chayish tanakama do merachatza. It implies that he's not concerned. He's not arguing on what the tanakama is concerned that maybe she's going to wash. The Tanakhama considers this to be inay nefesh, and he's not arguing on that premise that maybe she'll wash. He says that even so, even if she will wash, it's not inay nefesh. Because that's difficult, because since he's agreeing that maybe she's going to wash, then that means fundamentally her neder has inay nefesh. And if you're going to say, so then the implication is that Yossi holds that there is a real chashash, a real concern that maybe she's going to wash, and there will be an inu nefesh if it's talking about a case of peros olam or asar on her. If you wanted to say that Yossi doesn't agree that to the concern that maybe she's going to wash, then maybe that's what he's saying. He should have said that he's not able to be made for because of inu nidre inu nefesh. So the Lashon of Rabbi Yosi is difficult, because why does Rabbi Yosi say ein elu nidre ein nefesh? It sounds like he agrees that there's a problem that she might be rachta, she might wash, and then it would create ein elu nefesh, and then it's difficult. If he doesn't agree to this, so what does he mean by saying ein elu nidre ein nefesh? If he means to say that he's not concerned that maybe rachza, then he should have said ein yachal afer mishum nidre nefesh. He should have said it's not meferable because of ein nefesh, because there's no chashash of rechitza. But it doesn't say ein yachal afer because of ein nefesh. He says ein elu nidre ein nefesh, which implies that he agrees with the chashash, and then it's difficult. What is he saying? Because if she actually said konam peres medina peres olam alai yemerachatz, then there is an inu nefesh. So why is he saying ein elu inu nefesh? So we have to make some sense of both the Tanakama and Rav Yossi in the Mishnah, and we'll leave it as a cliffhanger and we'll continue it next time.